This is an executive summary of Growth Rights, Investing for Appreciation, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When most investors think of rights, they picture high dividend yields, and many rights are indeed income vehicles. But a meaningful subset, often called growth rights, take a different approach. Rather than maximizing the current dividend, they reinvest a larger share of their cash flow into developing, acquiring, and improving properties, pursuing appreciation and total return over a longer horizon. For investors who don't need maximum current income and want their real estate allocation to grow in value, not just pay them, growth rights can be a compelling option. They tend to concentrate in sectors with structural growth potential, data centers, industrial and logistics, cell towers, and select residential markets, and they emphasize total return, income plus appreciation, over yield alone. This guide explains what a growth right is, how appreciation differs from current income, the sectors with growth potential, reinvestment and total return, and the growth right risk profile. Note that right investments carry risk, yields and returns are not guaranteed, past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and this is educational information, not investment or tax advice. Verify the current rules and suitability with your professionals. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.